Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, y'all are going to make me do something that I just hate that I have to do. Hate it.
We going to make you do it?
Ain't nobody making you do nothing.
No, y'all. The generic y'all.
Oh, yeah, the royal y'all.
The royal y'all.
Got you, uh-huh.
I'm going to sit here and defend Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
ISO!
I'm going to sit here and defend Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
You got it, big dog.
I hate myself for this.
You really don't have to.
I hate me.
Nobody's making you do this.
I hate me.
You're doing this up your own accord.
I am. You saw the big to-do. Jordan Hudson was on the sideline in pregame and talking to Bill Belichick and snuggling and all that stuff.
That's right.
This happens every single week in football, in college football, in the NFL. Why are people...
Are people wise on the side?
Why is she on the side? Hell, I even saw, who was it? John Gruden. I've never seen that before in my life. Look on your own damn sideline during pregame. There are always wives and girlfriends, especially on road, especially road teams.
Yeah.
In fact, when we went to the Jets game, was it
2 years ago,
year before last?
Yeah.
Who was on the sideline when the Texans were out there warming up, starting their warmups? Wives and girlfriends and families.
Yeah.
This is like, I get it. You know that we don't like Bill Belichick. We don't like, you know, Jordan Hudson. We don't like the whole. Or not like is not, we make fun of it. You know, we're snide about it.
Sure.
This is much ado about nothing. These people, these wives and girlfriends and families are always on the sideline, especially for the road team.
And was this before the game started?
Yes. And I'm like, why are people?
Now, if it was during the game,
losing their minds.
Now, if this was during the game, I would have been like, wait a
minute. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But this is like one of the little pregame things that they always do.
Yes, they're kind of meandering, and they weren't even like in full warm-up.
It's like the sideline experience, guys.
You know how there's like an early warm-up where guys are just kind of, you know, meandering, and, you know, a lot of special teams, snaps and kicks and punts, and guys stretching, and they don't even have their uniform on. It's just like T-shirts and all. This was when she was on the field. And people are losing their minds over this.
Well, one, you did this by doing the thing where it's like, she's clearly still in charge of everything. She's running everything. It's
I
the shadow
did not
government
do that.
Of Jordan. Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When did I do that?
A few times, in fact. 713-572-4610. Back me up. Mm-hmm. But also, you know what they're doing? They're lashing out. You want to know why? The UNC, the North Carolina Tar Heels, have won 2 games out of 4, both of those against teams who barely exist in the FBS. One of them doesn't exist in the FBS. And when they faced off against real FBS competition, they lost 48-14 to start the season against TCU. And then UCF, BTA, 34-9.
I get it.
This past week. They're like, hey, dog, you don't need to be doing nothing.
I get it.
Don't talk to nobody.
Stay in the press box.
Yourself.
Hell, stay at the tailgate.
You better look at a playbook.
But this to me, I was like, why are
you better be watching film up to and during the game?
The thing is, they're not good.
Yeah.
And so now
every little thing.
Every tiny little thing.
Yes. And I was just like, why are people? And it's all over. And John Gruden said it. I guarantee you when they were on road trips, the families were on the field.
John Gruen getting a little look at me, Louie, ain't he?
He is, yeah. Man. I've never seen that in my life. Yes, you have.
Brother, you was a head coach, man. Yes, you was a legendary head coach at one point.
Yeah, I hate that I have to defend her and him.
Again, you choose to. Like, it's fine if you choose to, but you recognize
just
y'all
pile on them both, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be... No, I'm not going to do the saucy one yet.
No saucy yet.
Not yet, but I was deeply annoyed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I've been deeply annoyed that this thing has been so ignored,
mm-hmm.
and I recognize it, and seemingly coaches and broadcasters don't. Which is that when the ball lands in the landing zone, mm-hmm. and it goes out the back of the end zone, you're not getting to the 35, big fella.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to the 20. And this has happened at least twice with the Texans this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are these details falling through? Like, yeah. Tremont Smith let one of those balls bounce and go out the back. I think it might have been, the one that really made me mad was Damian Pierce. Like, you've been returning kicks, dog. What's mm-hmm. happening? Why are you letting that ball bounce through the end zone or taking a knee in the end zone once it bounced in the landing zone? You better run.
Yeah.
Because this is going to the 20. Like, and then Spiro Dedes did this. Kevin Harlan has done it on the broadcast. I'm like, how does nobody know this? There's no way I'm the most knowledgeable.
Maybe you're wrong.
On how this works. Buddy, one thing I'll tell you. There's no way I'm the, and if I am, fire all y'all. All y'all get fired in here. How?
I don't know. Because I've thought the same thing. Like, it's pretty straightforward. We got the memo. Like, literally, I got a memo with all the rules, the changes, and what to expect and all that stuff.
So, like, of all the things that the Texans have done as well that have made us mm-hmm. deeply, deeply frustrated, like, and with an offense like yours, you don't think those extra 15 yards or, like, whatever those extra yards are going to be useful on starting position? Mm-hmm. You're just like, yeah, the 20's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you better run that football and you better know what's happening. It feels like they did not know what's happening, mm-hmm. which I hate to bring it to this man because he's delightful and he seems to be at least the coach that has one of the things going for him. Mm-hmm. But Frank Ross, man, why don't your boys know this?
Yeah, because they, he's been so good all along, but they have to know this. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I actually have a baseball confession, just a random ass confession when it comes to baseball. So Lopez's favorite team, the Dodgers, and his favorite player, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Those both check out.
Yeah. So I think I saw something where they was talking about using him in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made me think, I got to confess, I would love to see him be a closer.
Ohtani?
Yeah, I would love to see not only just be in the bullpen, throw an inning or two, but
dude, that would be pretty bad. I would
just love to see somebody. Let's paint the picture. Mm-hmm. Let's say he hit the go ahead home run to get him the lead, and then he trot his ass out on that mound to close the game.
That
nobody never did that before,
ever.
Right?
The crazy part about that is in order for him to, like, continue to hit and be in the pen, he would have to, like, play in the field as opposed to DH.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, how would that work? You just out in outfield?
I thought you could replace somebody else. You could replace the DH. Yeah, I think you could pitch. Yeah, I think you could. Because the Astros did that this year with somebody. I think if you pinch hit for the DH, then you can get another. Somebody help me out here if you know the rules, but I think that's the case. Yeah.
Either way, I know that there's some idea of playing the outfield. I'm just like, I want to make sure, how does he go and warm up, but then also get on the mound, especially if he's having to play in the field.
Yeah.
Like, where do we have time for?
I want to see it, man. At this point, I'm just playing MLB The Show. I just want to see it. I just want to see him hit a go-ahead home run and then just go in there to close the game out.
Yeah. And yet, okay, no, I'm not going to say that.
Wow. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And Lance McCullers won't go into the bullpen.
All right.
All right. So there's that.
Okay.
All right. So I know this is petty, and I can be that occasionally. Still, I get that this is style or just supporting, you know, the look or whatever. Still bothered me that C.J. Stroud wore a Yankees hat.
I knew you were doing
this. Still bothered me. I'm sorry. It's just, the Yankees are not only one of the biggest rivals of the Astros, but still in the hunt. It's a team that you could face in the first round.
Actually, you were likely to face them if you make the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah. So we go from Mariners to Yankees. Mariners swept your ass. Yankees are the team that you could face in the first round if you're lucky. I know it's petty. Yeah. It still bugs
me. It actually didn't bother me. To me, this was confirmation that this brother don't know anything about baseball.
Maybe.
Because you go from Mariners hat, you are a Dodgers fan. You support the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And you go in there rocking the Yankees hat.
Yeah.
It showed me he don't give a damn about baseball. He probably don't even know the Dodgers and the Yankees played each other a couple years ago.
Or do you want to go conspiracy theory and this is his little subtle... I see what you guys are saying about me.
Oh, you want is this the parachute? Like, get me out of here? Is that what you're saying?
No, just like, bleep you, basically.
Oh, like, oh, so y'all gonna be mad about hats? Yeah. Well, I got hats for you.
I got another hat for you.
I can't wait till he bring out the Cam Newton hat. Like, let's just go on a grand tour of hats. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, let's just do all sorts. What kind of different hat? The bucket hat? Mm-hmm. Bring one of them out. Nice top hat here and there.
If he rock a Texas Rangers hat, then we're like, bro, come on, man. That hat ain't that fly, man.
Yeah.
You could rock something else.
Outside of the Rangers, probably the two worst ones he could have worn, he's worn.
Seattle and Yankees.
I mean, yeah.
I can see that.
All right. Kind of ties in with that. I mean, look. I get it. A lot of people it's a reaction Monday, so we're definitely reacting. A lot of people are in that free fall where we're, you know, when you're falling, you're just grabbing and everything as you go down. I allowed myself to have a thought that if I had told myself I was having that thought like a week before, I'd have been like, you're insane.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed myself to think, what happens if they put Davis Mills in?
Oh, no. Wow, that's the best confession yet. Man. That's the saucy one.
Right? Like, did anybody else do that? I'm sure there's people out there that have been calling for it.
Let me show you texts from my son.
But yeah, like, I for
Davis
a moment.
Davis Mills time.
And you know when it was? After that pretty awful interception that Jordan Lewis gets where he baits him on the high-low,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm just like, CJ, you got to be able to get a better ball out there Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk. Like, mm-hmm. you just got to be able to get a better ball out there. And no, because even then, like, I saw that Jordan Lewis – you know, kind of mm-hmm. peeled off his man. Still, if you're throwing that ball well, it should be well beyond that. Like, and it shouldn't be floated. You need to drive that ball in. It felt like he didn't have the right decision on when to drive the ball and when to float the ball.
It's Davis Mills time.
And so my brain immediately went back to seeing him in training camp and, like, really connecting well with some of the receivers that CJ said he didn't have a lot of time throwing to. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what happens if it goes to Davis Mills? Now, I did stop that thought pretty quickly, but the idea that I could have that thought and then let it linger for a second was very uncomfortable for me. I did not like it at all.
That says a lot.
I went and took a shower afterwards.
You felt dirty?
I did. I did feel dirty. I didn't like the way it felt at all.
Yeah.
All right. So there's some people that had the Mills thought. All right. So 281, I know you said you had the Mills thought. Were you already in that place or did the thought just pop up and you were like, I can talk about this a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
713 said they've been calling for Mills Mania. I was not talking to you, friend. I'm just going to be honest. I was not there. But I still love you nonetheless. I appreciate all of you getting involved on the text line, 713-572-4610, and the Mo Cram Injury Lawyers live streams. Keep doing that. And that number, mind you, is going to be important because coming up in this hour, we are giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cougars face off against Texas Tech, which is looking like it's going to be one of, if not the biggest matchups in the Big 12 this season, October 4th. So you want to keep
Davis
it locked
Mills
here.
On the t- I'm sorry.
I can't go back to that, man. I'm sorry.
You said, right?
I lived through that already.
Yeah, nah, I know what it is, man. We need to suck it up. They gonna pay CJ, and he's here.
Again, I thought it was a safe space. I thought I could be honest. All right.
Stroud's gonna be rocking the Warriors jersey.
All right, coming up next, let's hope the CJ doesn't end up on this. Who are your winners and losers of the weekend? We'll do it on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.